It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 292, entitled Soup to Knots, The Path of Totality. It was recorded on April the 8th, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I'm joined by my co-host this week, Michelle Frechette, but also by Birgit Olsen and by Andrew Palmer. It is a WordPress podcast, so we talk a lot about that. We talk about WordPress 6.5, the latest release, what is in there. We also get into the upcoming planning for WordPress 6.6, what are the dates that it's due to be released. Gutenberg 18 has been launched, and what's going on in that. We also get into quite a long discussion about the new redesign for WordPress.org. Some people like it, some people less so. Do we have a problem trying to decide who our audience are? You can find out all about that. We also get into a few things going on, some funny things like a Minecraft April Fool, but also we talk about SustainWP, a podcast, and we talk about the fact that woo.com is now woocommerce.com because it only just recently changed to woo.com and now it's back to woocommerce.com. It's all to do with a Google update and you can find out about that. Beaver Builder is 10 years old. So is Gravity Kit, as was Gravity View. And we also talk about Andrew's plugin, Bertha AI, as well as a bunch of other plugins. And finally, we kind of rush through Birgit's contribution, the DEIB contributions that she bought. We'll have her on at a future date so that we have to rush a little bit less. It's all coming up next on This Week in WordPress. This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. And by Weglot. Weglot, the easiest way to translate your WordPress website. The Weglot translation plugin gives you a reliable and easy way to make your WordPress website multilingual in minutes. No coding required and no developer time needed. Find out more at weglot.com. Hello, hi, hello, 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 hi there. It's This Week in WordPress. We're on episode number 292. Gosh, wow. I'm closing in on the trifecta of centuries.
Now I have to go see who's co-hosting for number 300 and swap.
Oh, yeah, that's an important one. Maybe we should get everybody in. Have like tiny little icons of everybody. Anyway, it's number 292. We're here to talk about WordPress, as we always do. Before we do that, though, I'm going to make a few little introductions and a few little bits of housekeeping. I'll do the introductions in a moment. I'll just do the housekeeping bits first. The first thing to say is, if you're joining us and you're enjoying what you're seeing, please give us a comment. If you're disagreeing with what we're saying, please give us a comment. Basically, the comments thing is really nice. It keeps the whole show ticking along nicely, and I enjoy it greatly. So if you put your comments in, hopefully the platform will see them. We have had a few problems recently where the platform hasn't, but I'm able to read them off the screen, and I can, you know, inject them into the presentation that way, if you like. The best place to direct people, though, is to our live page, which is on our website, wpbuilds.com/live. So wpbuilds.com/live. If you're joining us on Facebook, this might well be the last week that the group is allowed to have a live stream. Facebook are hobbling their API and they disabling services like this. I don't quite know why they've done that, but that's what they're doing. But if you're there, maybe this is the last week, but you've got to go here. Otherwise you're anonymous. So that's wave.video/lives/Facebook and click on the link, click on the button, and that'll enable us to see who you are. I think that is all the bits and pieces of housekeeping that I've got. So let's now introduce our, wait for it, co-host. Woohoo! Yeah. I got it right. I always accidentally call Michelle a guest, and she's not. She's on here.
I do a lot more work than that.
She's busy on my behalf, and so she is the co-host. It's Michelle Frechette. You've seen her around on the internet, I'm sure. Michelle is the Director of Community Engagement for Stella WP at Liquid Web. In addition to her work there, Michelle is the podcast barista at WP Coffee Talk, co-founder of underrepresentedintech.com and creator of WPCareerPages.com. She's the president of the board of BigOrangeHeart.org, director of community relations and contributor at PostStatus.com. That's not true.
You have my old bio.
I got the old bio copied and pasted. She's the, what are you now? The executive director of PostStatus.com. She's right at the top of that there pyramid. And she's an author, business coach, and a frequent organizer and speaker at WordPress events. Lives outside Rochester, New York, where she's an avid nature photographer. You can see evidence of that on Facebook this week, in fact. There's a nice couple of photographs that dropped in my feed. And she's also got a website where you can find out about her. It's called meetmichelle.online. Nice bio. And apologies for the old copy-paste. Okay. And we're also joined, I believe, for the first time on this show by Birgit Olsen. How are you doing?
Brian, thank you.
You're so welcome. An absolute pleasure. Birgit's been on the podcast with me before, so we've definitely spoken in the past, but never in this sort of live format. So I hope that you enjoy it. I hope it's not too weird and that you'll come back. But I'm going to read out your bio. Birgit is a renowned WordPress specialist and dedicated advocate for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, otherwise known as DEIB. More on that later. Within the tech community. As founder of Coach Birgit Media, she provides expert WordPress and personal branding services, helping clients elevate their online presence with her vast knowledge and experience. In addition to work in tech, Birgit is also the creative force behind LICOBI, L-I-C-O-B-I Design, where she explores contemporary art and surface pattern design. How cool is that? Showcasing her versatility and passion for creativity. With an impressive contribution track record that includes founding the WordPress DEIB working group, Birgit's commitment to making the digital world more accessible and welcoming is evident. She is proficient in project management, mentoring, and web design, coupled with her dedication to fostering inclusivity, makes her a true WordPress evangelist. Nice bio, Birgit. That's impressive. There's a lot going on there. We're also joined, I think, by Andrew Palmer. Andrew Andrew texted me, or rather sent me an email a little while ago saying he's got things that are just going on. Maybe he's got, like, I don't know, stuff going on in his life that means he's going to be a little bit late. So if he does drop in, I can see him in the platform, but I can't see his camera. So if I put him on the screen, it'll just be a black rectangle. So I'll wait, Andrew, until such times as we can actually get your camera working. But I'll introduce him should he actually manage to get the technology working. And his bio is dead quick. Andrew likes WordPress and the web, and he loves this show. Nice. So, Andrew, if you get it going, I'll drop you in. So stay the course with us. And thank you for the live chat comments. Really appreciate it. Oh, gosh. Wow.
Lots of
There's
them.
Loads. Yeah, that's great. Good evening, says Cameron. Cameron's all the way in Australia. From a chilly Victoria Harbour, daylight saving has finally aligned, so the show will actually finish before midnight. Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
I love Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron, appreciate your contribution. Elliot Ridge. Oh, Elliot's going to appear in more ways than one this show. He's in the comments. He's also going to be on YouTube. So hi there, Elliot. That's nice to see you. Peach is joining us. She's saying good afternoon and good morning. And Peter Ingersoll, as he always does, drops in his weather report about Connecticut. It's 6 degrees or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sunny where he is. The sun will be eclipsed. Oh, you get the eclipse. Nice.
I get totality. I am in the path of totality. So what? I will be outside with my cameras watching.
When? What time? How long from now?
Around 3:30 my time. So
I am so jealous. You know that kind of bucket list thing? That's like number one on my bucket list.
This is the first time for me, so it's cloudy, so let's hope it clears up.
Oh, okay. Oh no. Okay. Let's hope it clears up. Oh, fantastic. What a stroke of luck living where you are. Nigel's joining us and he's in Zimbabwe, Harare. 26 degrees centigrade. Stop it.
Another wonderful human.
Yeah, that's so nice and warm. Finally able to watch live, says Patricia. Woo-hoo. Nice for you joining us. Thank you. Steve just says afternoon. Thanks, Steve. Courtney's joining us. Michelle, will you be doing a live? Oh, are you going to be live streaming?
I hadn't thought about that because I'm hoping to take photographs. And so I think it would be difficult to do both.
Okay.
But I do have a lens, again, a special lens cover for my camera, so I won't burn out my camera.
Okay.
So that will be good.
Because if you point it at, even the camera dies, does it, if you point
your
it at the
phone, well, you'll ruin your phone camera if you point it at anything other than totality,
Okay. Interesting. Cameron says that he met today's lovely hosts at WordCamp Europe last year. Yes, we sat at a table late into the night and whiled away the hours. It was absolutely lovely.
That was fun.
Good morning in Icelandic. I'm not even going to try, but James, I appreciate that. It says, go I can't. Apologies. But look, as if to make it easy. Golden Diag. Golden Diag. Thank you, James. Appreciate that. Michelle is in the bullseye of the eclipse.
I am.
Hello from Berlin, says Max. Hi, Max. Nice to have you with us. And we love Andrew. Well, he's now gone from the call, so I can't even see his little black rectangle anymore. But I promise, if he comes, we'll get him back. But appreciate all those lovely comments. How nice was that? That was absolutely
wonderful.
Fabulous. Okay, let's crack on with the show, shall we? Let's talk about WordPress and all the bits and pieces to do with it. Firstly, hang on, he's here. Shall I try it? Hold on, let me take
that
off.
Let's try.
Let's see if I can get him in.
Well, yes.
Is he there?
No,
can you hear us?
Paper cut head like Nathan has always.
Can you hear us, Andrew? Because we can't hear you. Now, I understand maybe going to the settings. So if you're on a desktop computer, Andrew.
I can hear you perfectly.
And now we can hear you.
Gotcha.
Think everything is aligned. Yeah.
Checking issues. New system.
Well, never mind. It's okay. I appreciate you joining
us.
I'm
here.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've already introduced you. We've said that you like WordPress and this show.
I know. I've been following on my
phone. Okay. So we're just going to crack on with all the bits and pieces for today. And I appreciate you making the effort to get here. I really do. So this is us, wpbuilds.com. If you fancy subscribing to what we do, just put your email address in there and we'll send you two emails a week. One when we produce this show and one when we produce the podcast, which comes out on a Thursday. So no spam guarantee. Speaking of podcasts, look at this. Underrepresented in Tech podcast, which Michelle does, and I mentioned in the bio. But you've got yourself a brand new co-host. What's going on, Michelle?
I do, So Allie has moved on to other things, and so she stepped back away from the project co-hosted the podcast. And so I took the first 3 months of this year as a little bit of a sabbatical. I recorded a few episodes, Birgit's on one of them, and put those out over the last few weeks. And then I've been working with Sama, who works at Yoast. I went to Taco and I said, am I allowed to ask her to be my co-host? The rule is, though, that if she comes on, you have to sponsor her time during her workday, because I don't want to be looking for sponsors for the show and the project. I want it to just be a thing that we can do and put out good in the world without having to do fundraising at the same time. And Newfold and Yoast said, absolutely, we are so excited. And so Sama and I have been working on getting her all set up. And last week we recorded the first episode where you can meet her and learn about her. She's Palestinian and she is in the Netherlands. So she has a lot of vast experience and she is an absolute DEIB force to be reckoned with. So I'm very excited to have her as my co-host.
That's great. And really nice. Can I ask, what was the technical burden like for Samar? Because it's you know, there's not a lot of technical stuff to acquire for a podcast, but there's a few bits and pieces, isn't there? Like got to have a half decent-ish microphone and a quiet environment and things like that.
Yeah. So if you had listened to the episode, you would know. No, I'm kidding. Oh, I didn't expect you. No, but she is at a booth that they have created at the Yoast headquarters there. And so the morning for me, afternoon for her, the techies got her all situated and taught her how to use all the equipment. So she's in a very dedicated space for what they do with podcasting and recording for, you know, tutorials and things like that. So she's really happy that she gets to use all that great equipment. And we actually have added back the component of having this on YouTube as well, because I think it's fun to see people's faces. Podcasts, you can listen to it, absolutely. But if you like to watch on YouTube, you can actually see the interaction that happens.
Nice.
So we've added that background as well.
Nice. There's a little bit of extra, but a little extra work for you involved there, I guess, with that.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Typically, nowadays, there's so many good tools for putting things on YouTube. It's fairly straightforward, isn't it? But
it is.
Anyway,
it's just time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Bravo. Thank you for, you know, bringing it back to life, but also hopefully you'll enjoy the relationship with Summer in the days, weeks, and months
to come. She's a delightful human being, and I think everybody who doesn't already know her will get to know her this way and understand that she's just, you know, Allie was a wonderful partner, and I can't say enough good things about the first few years that we had this. But if she had to step back, then bringing Sama on is, you know, the next best thing to just moving things forward and having that partnership between what I do and Yoast and Sama. It's just a good union.
Nice. Anyway, underrepresentedintech.com, and you can find the latest episode, 5th of April. It was released, introducing you to Samar. So brilliant. There we go. Okay, let's get on to specifically WordPressy things. You may have noticed, occasionally WordPress gets an update. Sometimes it's bigger than others, and I felt this was actually quite a big one. So 6.5 kind of dropped a little bit later than expected for a bunch of reasons. We don't need to go into that, but it's called Regina. Hopefully by now you have got it on a WordPress install near you. The top level items, I suppose, if you haven't really had a play, but I'm sure you have if you're watching this, you've got the ability now to manage your fonts across the site, a bit like the media library, only now for fonts. That's really killing a pain point, which lots of people had. So that's brilliant. There's a much more robust revision system. It looks neater and it does a lot more. So hopefully you'll be able to get revisions of all sorts of different and new things. But also it's going to be a whole lot easier to consume and roll back content if you made a mistake or something like that. It says here, play with enhanced background and shadow tools. You've seen this in all sorts of proprietary page builders, the ability to sort of focus on a particular part of the image for the background and add opacity. And it goes to the lengths of figuring out what's probably the most likely color that you'll want that opacity to be, things like that. New data views, which I won't get into because we're going to have to race through a bunch of stuff today, but I'll just quickly read. It says, every piece of your site comes with a library of information and data. Now you can find what you need quickly and organize it however you like. Data views for pages, templates, patterns, and template parts, which is pretty much everything. You can see in a table or grid view with the option to toggle fields and make bulk changes. I think if you're a developer, this is probably the most exciting feature. The drag and drop is supposed to be smoother. I can't honestly say I've noticed the difference there because it was always pretty smooth for me, but apparently it is smoother. Better link controls. Again, I didn't have an axe to grind with the old way of doing it, but I do like the new way of doing it. Interactivity API, fab. The block bindings API, so you can connect fields to other parts, other bit different dynamic content. And then performance, big improvements in performance. The 110 performance updates, 25% in the load times of translated sites, and I think double the speed of loading the editor. Again, didn't really pick up on that because it always, I never really found that it was that laggy for me. But anyway, so there's an absolute boatload. I'm just going to throw it open. If you've got any favorite bits you want to talk about, dig into them now. So anybody that wants to interrupt, go for it.
I'll start. I want to say, first of all, that Regina Carter, that it's named after, you can't say it the British way, she's an American, is an innovative violinist, jazz violinist. And so I think that the innovations and things that are coming forward with WordPress, I think Matt picked the perfect jazz artist to pair and to put as the title for, or the name for this release. I put her story out on Underrepresented in Tech's Twitter account if anybody's interested. And you can listen to her on YouTube. She is a live person. She is still performing and creating art and innovating and including so many others in how she innovates with music.
Nice. That was cool. Interesting, like that whole thing. I normally just sort of passes me by. I don't really dwell on the sort of story of the jazz musician, but that's kind of cool that there is actually a meaningful story there. Birgit, Andrew, anything on 6.5?
Yeah, I'm really glad that the font library made it into this release. It was kind of a bummer last release when I was part of the release team that we couldn't ship with the font library. But it was really understandable because they wanted to have it really foundational and strong. And shipping something only to ship it because it was said let me ship it,
right,
doesn't make help at anything. So I'm really glad that this comes into this release now. And yeah, for fonts, for custom fonts. I'm always a user of custom fonts over the decade, like certain plugins. So from this perspective, I'm really happy to have something like this on the core immediately.
Nice. Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Anything else to add, or is that just your favorite bit?
Beside the performance improvements, this really my main feature. I must admit, I didn't find my time or prioritize the time to play around with 6.5 this time because I was kind of busy with other projects. But I will bring it on the rest of the week. I will play around and check.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's as much in this release as there ever has been in other releases. You know, it was a really significant one. And the speed, like I said, I really haven't noticed the speed, but I definitely stand corrected. I'm sure it is quicker. I just haven't really picked it up for myself. Andrew, anything you want to mention here?
Well, where's ACF Blocks going to go if we've got some dynamic content fields and stuff like that? So it kind of, that's the thing with GPL, isn't it? Things will eventually coexist, and then one of them will go because the actual platform itself will say, oh, well, that's a good idea. I'll put that in. So that's a good addition, actually, you know, linking dynamic stuff to custom fields. Do we need ACF anymore? We probably do. You know, I'm not a developer and I use ACF, but, you know, if you can do that with blocks, there's going to be lots of stuff coming in from WooCommerce, from other commerce things. You can bring in databases. It's great. It'll be great for membership sites, all that kind of stuff, you know. And these little things get missed, I think, by the overall, interactive API. That's a great thing, you know, developing blocks and making them content aware and all that kind of stuff. But it's the tiny kind of little under announcement of connect blocks to custom fields or other dynamic content. That's massive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not
it really is.
Are non-developers, but for developers, the sky is now the limit. You can connect any kind of dynamic content to a block.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I think ever since I discovered WordPress, I think one of the first things that I did was find a custom post type plugin. And then soon after that, you know, I wanted fields to go inside that custom post type. So that was always my go-to, you know, install WordPress, then put something like ACF in there and then go from there. Because I always knew that I just needed dynamic content, the sort of post editor, as was, you know, the classic editor, as we now call it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm wondering what's going to go with pods, you know, which is community driven. Will that survive? You know, that's a worry.
Yeah.
Because it's I sponsored it for a while. And then, you know, you've got ACF itself because that's, ACF kind of changed the rules on people, which said you couldn't install ACF Pro into a theme.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later, actually.
So, you know, that's an issue now. But now, do you need to? Will you need to? Once you get used to it.
For the typical end user, I still think like doing the whole blocks and dynamic content will probably be quite a difficult enterprise, but we'll have to wait and see, you know, if that improvement, the experience of doing that is improved over time. But it is a massive release. Every site that I stuck it on updated without a hitch. Nothing went down. Nothing weird happened. So thank you to everybody who contributed. And of course, we should probably end off with that list of names. There's the 6.5 release squad. I'm not going to name them all, but they're all on the screen. And then here's a list of the contributors. And again, there's absolutely loads of them. I don't know what the exact number is, but there's so many. So thank you to everybody who committed their time, energy, resources to shipping 6.5, a faster version. Okay. So 6.5, long live the king. The king is dead, or the other way around. So 6.5 is done, as it were. Not quite, but you know what I mean. We've shipped the original version. So it's time to start planning for 6.6. and it's already begun. So the planning for 6.6, there's an article on the Make WordPress blog. Everything that we show on the screen today will be linked in the show notes, which come out tomorrow. That's what that subscribe form at the beginning gets you access to. So we'll link to this, but here's the schedule. So the idea is to get the ball rolling onto the betas in early June, and then the date mooted for 6.6 general release will be July 16th. So it's really not that far away. But if you want to be a part of that, click on the link in the show notes or simply Google WordPress 6.6 planning proposal and call for volunteers. The volunteers are obviously needed. There's a bunch of releases still, release leads still required. I think the date for filling out comments on this post has passed, but it does look like the post hasn't been updated or these roles haven't been fulfilled. If that's the case, then maybe go there and add your name if you're interested. Okay. I don't suppose anybody's got anything to add to that one, have they? Or have they?
It's just, it's fulfilling to be part of a release. So if you have ever had the inkling to do it, you don't have to. You're not going into it blindly. You're paired up with people. There's so much mentorship that happens within a release. And there's so many opportunities. If you're not a coder, I'm not a coder. I have been part of two releases so far. Because you can, there's so many things that need to be done. So if you ever have an inkling that you'd like to contribute, you will be welcomed.
Yeah, there is really a lot. Very, very much so. Yeah. So go and check that post out. All right. Quickly moving on then. Elliot's now gone from the comments. He says he's had to nip out for an appointment. But I just wanted to say that one of the things that came out in 6.5 was the interactivity API. It enables you to do something somewhere on a page and it to update something somewhere else. That's probably the easiest way to think about it. Think about adding something to a shopping cart. You click add to cart and then the shopping cart number goes from 0 to 1 or something like that. So something done over here does something over there. That's the easiest way to describe it. But it's quite complicated and there's a lot of technical skill required to implement it. And so Elliot, who's now not in the comments, gone out for an appointment, has made a YouTube video. It's 16 minutes long and it explains kind of soup to nuts how it all works. So again, I'll link to that. But if you just go to YouTube and search for what is the interactivity API in WordPress 6.5, and you'll see that it's made by Elliot Richmond. So hat tip to him for producing freely available content all about WordPressy stuff. Again, anybody got anything on that? Probably not.
Only on your comment, soup to nuts.
It's a thing. It's a thing, right? I think it's an American thing. Have I picked that up?
Really, I've never heard of it before in my life.
It very much is. It's from the beginning to the end.
Doesn't it mean like A to Z? I'm going to say A to Z. Doesn't it mean like beginning to end, start to finish kind of thing?
It's American, so it's A to Z. Yes. From the first course to the last.
But I don't know why it's like I was just as Andrew pointed that out. I'm suspecting it's the second of the two words. That's interesting. But I don't understand why soup and why nuts. What the heck is that?
Maybe nuts is very petty for.
It's the first course to the very last course. So you have your first course would be your soup course, and you would have nuts with your aperitif afterwards.
Now I know. So it's a meal thing. Okay. I didn't realize that. But now
you
I
would
know.
Probably say salad to petit four. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm now going to make that the title of the show, unless anybody's got an objection. Soup.
No objections. It's hilarious.
Soup to nuts it is. Unless we say something even more ridiculous as the episode goes on.
Okay,
thank you, Elliot, for your video. It's really
good. Yeah, thank you, Elliot, because it is useful to people. It is very useful to people.
That stuff takes time as well, right? So it's 16 minutes long, but I'm going to venture that probably took Elliot as like a day. Planning it, writing it, shooting it, editing it, getting rid of the mistakes, all of that kind of stuff, going down a blind alley, realizing the mic wasn't switched on and you had to start again, that kind of thing. So thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it. Okay. Moving on. So WordPress.org got a new lick of paint, literally got a new lick of blue paint. I still don't know why it's got that smudge on the side, but there it is. And I quite like it. I love the design, actually. I got word of this from Miriam Schwab. She was on Twitter. She didn't message me. She just put a tweet out and I caught sight of it. And it said, look, we got a new design. So I went over there and I thought, I'm going to have my critical hat on. This, by the way, is not my critical hat. But I loved it. The moment I saw it, I thought, this is great. I just love the design. So here it is. You know, you got the idea. Meet WordPress. It's very modern, pretty minimalist. There's quite a lot of writing on there. But it explains, you know, that it's about design, build, extend. It explains what's new. But then quite a few people, I think, not disliked it, but they just had a little gripes here and there. And I found a few courtesy of Courtney. Thank you, Courtney, for sending me. And because I'm not logged into Twitter, I've had to just do a screenshot of them. But Jono Alderson, he says, it's less fugly. I don't know what fugly means, but I'm going to use that word every day for the rest of my life.
It's the expletive plus ugly.
Oh, I'm not going to use that word every day for the rest of my life.
Probably another Americanism.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we've just been cancelled on YouTube. It's less that word, but it does nothing to speak to the needs and pain points of its audience. And this is the central premise of another tweet, which I'll show you in a minute. Or to converse in anything other than internal speak. What is a block? Why should I care? How do I website with this thing? This is just more evidence of how wide WP's marketing gap is. Chiming in, I don't think the same tweet, different tweet altogether, so not in the same thread or anything, but Phil Wade said it feels like WordPress generally doesn't know who its audience is, illustrated nearly where the site talks about no code, just click and insert content, and then directly underneath starts talking about building React components. Because I went in with my, like, you know, I just fell in love with the design of it. I didn't really pick up on any of those kind of things. I wasn't really getting into that. But anyway, and then one last one, Jeff Chandler, he was talking about the links. And I think you can see from the screen, if you're watching this, it looks like the links at some point were the same color as the body text. So the paragraphs are the same color and size and everything as the links. They were underlined, so there was that. But it does look like that's now been addressed, because that exact link is this one. And it looks like they've now been made into the kind of WordPress blue, I'm going to call it. So gripes, but also what I think is quite a nice design. Over to
you. Aren't Jono.
Say again.
I replied to Jono.
Yeah, I did actually see your reply. The only problem is, because I'm not logged in, it only shows me the original tweet, so I wasn't able to.
So I will tell you what I said.
Okay,
because
please.
I think it's relevant. And there's some feedback somewhere. I don't know what's going on. I disagree. I think it's a massive improvement and takes a few hints from proprietary systems. Somewhere along the line, an explanation is necessary. If someone is looking to build their own website, they're quite willing to read something for a few minutes. I'd like the Insta WP link or similar to be live for all users, as that would increase conversion, I'm certain. Certainly after the homepage, it falls down a bit, but as Nick D points out, it's an iteration on what was there before. A genuine try before you buy install would be awesome, though. Let's be positive.
Okay.
WordPress VR, right?
Right.
So when because I've got Insta WP, or I signed into Insta WP, it puts its icon on the WordPress page. Now, I know that Automattic and Investors in Insta WP. So, you know, that might be a lead in, or, you know, lead to playground, or install it on a playground or something, you know, play with, allow people, like the proprietary systems do, allow people to play with it and get used to it. And then I think WordPress.org will see much more success, much more conversion.
Interesting. So the idea being, maybe up here, instead of just the get WordPress button, maybe something like try WordPress and then link to a, I don't know, playground, like you said, or something akin to Insta WP. You've got to imagine that Automattic have got the capability to launch something of their own, a bit like Insta WP. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, you know, that their ability to do that is not in question. But yeah, that's a good point. But you like the design though. And I do too.
The splash of color is in my view, you know, from old school advertising agency, that splash of color was always there. If you had like a paintbrush of color, it was always there to illustrate creativity. That's it. So that's why that's there in my view. And I love the fact that it absolutely says straight away above the fold, design, build, extend. Perfect.
Nice.
That's yeah. Just exactly what you really, I really like this. And I think that anybody that critiques it, come up with a better design with the current content. That's my view. You know, really, it's don't just critique it. Put the thing around there. If you think you can design this better, do it.
I absolutely agree. When you click on the about page, on the left, yeah. So just on about, there you will find a sub page in the sub menu. When you hover over the technology, the details, and the people in the sub menu below the get WordPress on the right hand side. So there you can dive more into I love that. The structures more readability, enforces more readability. But also the new design I want to mention was also rolled out on the local sites like de.wordpress.org. We had several members of the German-speaking community translating all content on wordpress.org. And then the new theme got activated last week. For dewordpress.org, after we managed to bring all translations up to 100%.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So many local sites also using now the new look of the wordpress.org site.
So, Michelle, you said to me that you thought the splash looked, and I see it now. If I squint, I'm with you.
Somebody else said it, and I just said, now I can't unsee it.
Yes. Yeah, and that is, it looks like a pig. If you
very
you,
long right. Pig.
So this is like front leg, like this is the face here, right? Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm not going to be able to unsee it.
But to add to what Andrew said about that splash of color, if you've ever been to like a long established restaurant or you know meeting place or whatever, and they had this original wallpaper that they've then now reused, like covered over and whatever, and they unpeel it and they put a frame around it. To say this is our humble beginnings. I see that splash of blue as a harken back to this is WordPress blue. We are still innovating. We are still, but this is also our humble beginnings.
I'm a self-confessed fan. I do. I like it. And like Andrew says, it can be an iteration. But like you say, Andrew, design, build, extend, that is the point. I had a chat with Jamie Marslin last week. For a podcast episode coming up actually on Wednesday on the Tavern. And he was saying that he was in touch with the people at Wix and their marketing department is 500 fully paid up employees. And man alive, you know, that is quite the body count just working on the marketing of Wix. And so, you know, you're going to expect that to be impressive. And I've heard a few people making comparisons in that direction with this page. And it's hard to do.
Tell you something about the commercial world where invest in marketing, because marketing is sales. You know, I've grown up in sales and marketing director leads and all this kind of stuff. And I see the first, I mean, I saw when GoDaddy made a load of redundancy, they made people redundant in marketing. Why? That's the last people that go, because if you stop marketing your product, you'll see a downturn, a massive downturn. 500 people working in Wix's marketing department. One, that would be really hard to, corral. Must be like herding cats for the marketing directors. And two, it just shows what a massive investment they're making in letting people know what Wix is all around. And they are. What, under 1% of the web?
Should we have a quick look at the Wix website? I've never done this before. I feel almost like I'm betraying somebody or something like that. But let's have a quick look, see what the Wix website looks like. Create without limits. Create a website without limits. Online store. That's far less inspiring in my view. Sorry, Wix marketing
team. Look at the big gets. If you hit get started, you basically log into Wix and just you're there. Sign up.
You're off. You see, that is a big difference, isn't it? There's no hosting requirements. There's no talking about caching or any of that. You're straight in, aren't you? Anyway, we're not here to talk about Wix. Get rid of that.
No.
We're all about the WordPress. I like it. I'm putting my flag in the sand and saying I like it. It's an iteration, but I think it's a very credible first attempt. It just smacks a professional, I think.
I agree. And it's got some big names on there that's saying who are using WordPress as well. It's got social proof. It's got some samples. It's got everything that you want to have. And let's be honest here. WordPress.org does not have the kind of investment that it needs to support the millions of websites that are built on it. It just doesn't have it. And it's a shame because it's given all of us an opportunity to earn a living, and it's giving hundreds of thousands of people an opportunity to, you know, surf the web safely. In my view, WordPress is one of the greatest innovations of this century. It really is.
A force for good.
Incredible. It is. Yeah, definitely
a force for good. By the way, if you do click on this link, you get to the wonderful showcase website, which just is a laundry list of like the great and the good in the world. You know, it's not just it's all over the planet basically, but there's a lot of focus on English speaking at the moment. But you'll be able to see some of the big hitters out there, including the New York Times. There's obviously NASA. And pretty impressive. So I like that page. And bravo. Thank you to anybody who, you know, took part in making that. Gutenberg, let's just move on slightly. Gutenberg is coming around. Well, 27th of March, I should say, we had a week off. And Gutenberg 18, I sort of missed this, so I'm sort of fitting in like a few days later, a week later. Mm. Some of the high-level items, which I just wanted to mention, which will be coming to a website near you. Style variation. So the site's view screen is now populated with the controls to set site-wide color and typography choices. You can watch this little 20-second video if you like to get a gist of what that's about. Users can use the media and text block in their templates now, as it supports the featured image. So that's nice as well. Birgit shows off drop shadow controls on some images. There's a few little default ones in there, which are quite nice to play with. And grid, come on, grid. Woohoo! We all want grid. Grid layout experiments are the next step to consistent responsiveness of posts. So that's being played with as well. And if we get grid, I'm going to be entirely happy. Because
it's always so difficult to know exactly what you're thinking, Nathan.
Yeah, I keep my cards close to my chest.
You do.
That's right. So anyway, that's Gutenberg 18. Anybody want to talk, or should we just crack right on?
I think we'll crack on.
All right. Yeah, good. Sounds good to me. Anne McCarthy, who's been on the show a number of times, she wants to talk about what's next in Gutenberg. So we've had obviously 18. We've just looked at. A series of hallway hangouts, a hallway hangout is being organized. Put your date in the calendar. If you're interested in the future of the project, Gutenberg is a massive part of that. It's going to be happening on Thursday, the 25th at midnight in Britain. Is that right? Yeah. Anyway, so go and check that out. I will, again, link to that in the show notes so you can go and check it out. And I think... did anybody, Birgit, you mentioned that you read this through, right? I think I misunderstood this. This is over on GitHub. It's the 6-point announcement feedback. This person who you know the name of, but I don't. Yeah. Oh, Mario.
Mario Pigeon.
he was talking about the way that WordPress 6.5 was announced to the world, not like what's in WordPress 6.5. Yeah. Did you get an intuition as to what he was saying here?
Ends up about telling what they are getting. It missed at some point the real use cases of the certain functionality. That is what he's suggesting, that the community who publish announcement posts goes more into the practical experience, what you can achieve with certain functionality. That is what I'm getting from it. Especially in bring something Media Corps can pick up on to publish and amplify the new version. What is in for it? As we circling back to what other competitors are doing with their marketing, there's a lot of room of improvement. Mario suggests here to bring more practical experience to the announcement posts.
But
right. So it's the way the things that are being described are maybe a bit too utilitarian, and we need to describe like what the benefits to you as a non-WordPresser. I guess it's hard, isn't it? And this comment coming in from Atif kind of highlights the problem. Sorry, Andrew, you've been completely erased from the show. It says, in my opinion, the problem with WordPress is trying to appeal to everyone at every level. It may help to segment based on user journey and market each one in a more focused way. I suspect that you could do that if you were Wix and had 400 people and you could, you know, you could A-B test every which way, and you could probably follow people through the website and channel them down to a particular page. But I guess it's going to be sort of more one size fits all for WordPress.org.
Well, I think that what Mario's talking about is less of a change log, more of a descriptive. That's really what it is. Because let's not forget that the people that are making WordPress for us, you know, and contributing and everything, the majority, Michelle, I know that you're a contributor as well, but the, you know, certainly on releases are techies. So they're basically what we're seeing is a change log, which we see in every kind of theme or every kind of plugin or whatever. So I get what Mario's trying to say, but who's going to do it?
Yeah,
exactly. That is definitely exactly. When I was part of the 6.4 release team, I was responsible to put into the call for a testing paper. And I was struggling myself to find the right wording to sell the function of the feature, to explain and understand what it does make and what is it standing for. And even if I'm a long-term contributor to WordPress and I'm really deep into WordPress, but I sometimes struggle understanding the functionality.
Yeah.
And when you imagine a regular user, like someone who is having a car mechanic shop and wants to build a website by themselves, and they don't understand what their meaning with interactivity and blogs, and here they just want to know how they can showcase their company, but also how to get a calendar on it or a booking form or something. That is the user cases. And that is what Adif also mentioned, is like the user journey. We need to make sure that certain functionality are more explained to the regular user, but also we have parts for the more advanced and deep involved users. So
I agree with you, Bridget, but who's going to do it?
Yeah, exactly. And that is something where we really need more volunteers who are more focused on that. And
I'll just raise a couple of things. I'm going to regret this in the morning. I'm raising the Wix website again. Look, there's the user journey right there. What are you doing? I want an online store. I want a blog. I'm a consultant. I've got a service business. I've got a restaurant. You click the button. I'm guessing you get some kind of customized a version of the platform based upon what you click here. Again, right, that's enough of you. Go on, off, away you go. And now, so in here, you were talking about, you know, describing things in a way which is not necessarily going to engage the public. I suppose this is a good example. So in this, Mario says, why make such a big deal of the font library when basically that's an expectation of every platform? You know, there isn't one platform. He does say that Medium apparently doesn't have that, but every other platform, that's a standard. And although it's new in WordPress, is it actually something which is going to sell it to people? Isn't the expectation that, of course, you can manage fonts. That's just de rigueur. But anyway, so there you go. Right.
Can I just add, though?
Revisions are good. The new, you know, the control over block revisions, for instance, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Because, you know, I make mistakes. I arrive late for podcasts and make mistakes on websites.
It's okay. We let you in. Michelle.
Marketing WordPress isn't just about getting people to use WordPress, though. It's open source, which means we're always marketing for people to join the community and contribute as well. And so there's this dichotomy of marketing needs. And the website.org has to manage both of those at the same time, which is not always an easy task.
Yeah. To more important news, Atif wants to know, is anyone in the US able to see the eclipse or have seen? super jealous from the UK. Michelle, I know I shouldn't derail the show. Is it literally going over where you live? Is it, or do you have to like travel?
No, I'm going to go into my front yard. I'm in the path of totality right over my hometown.
That's the name of the podcast this week. The Path of Totality from Soup to Knox.
That's Daniel Rocker.
That is. If the sky clears, because...
Yeah. You'll still be in the Path of Totality. You just won't be able to see it.
I will. I just won't be able to see it. It'll get dark.
Yeah. Yeah, and the birds will stop singing. And apparently it's just really eerie. Even though you know what's coming, it's just the fact that it all happens so quick and everything goes silent. And
Mercury's in retrograde right now, too, which makes even more.
I don't know. Everything's
pale. That's why everything technologically at the moment is pale.
Less than 2 weeks ago, we also had a lunar eclipse. So we are in between two eclipses during a Mercury retrograde, which if you follow astrology at all, then that would be interesting to you.
This is This Week in Astronomy, episode number 292.
We have so many titles.
Yeah. No luck in Seattle, says Cammy. No luck in Blighty over this side of the pond.
I'll share photos later, though.
What you could do is just share a black photo, just entirely black, say, there it is.
If I don't get any good photos, Unsplash. Yeah, Unsplash has a bunch I can claim as my own.
I'm quite jealous. I was saying before we hit record that is fully on my bucket list. I really want to do that before.
We had one 1999.
Yes.
In Germany. So,
yes.
But it's long time.
I'm going to tell you.
I have to say that I'm completely disinterested by it.
That's okay.
I mean, you turn up for the show late. You don't get any choice about what we speak about.
Fair enough.
I had a
friend who, in the same year, Birgit, in 1999, it went over Cornwall. And I have a friend who drove to Cornwall, put up with the attendant misery of the traffic jams and everything trying to get there. And then slept. He actually got a bit. He had a few too many drinks and slept for the 9 minutes or however long.
It's just a little over 3 minutes.
3 minutes, yeah.
I just saw a TikTok some hours ago about a map that the path of the totality and the
hotels and Airbnbs.
Hotels and Airbnb. Yeah. Kind of similar, blowing up the same way.
Okay, yeah. We should. Blah, 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 blah. We need the photo from your front yard of the eclipse in the photo directory.
I shall do my darndest to get good photos. I promise.
And you can approve it all by yourself, which is kind of.
And just a reminder to anybody else who's going to try to photograph it: you need to put a filter over your lens, or you will blow out your phone's camera or whatever expensive camera that you might have. So. Okay. If you've got the glasses, you could take that off and you could put that over your phone lens and also...
Yeah,
and
then don't look up at the sun.
Exactly.
Just don't do that. Okay, right. So we had this, and I'm not going to show the Shopify. I am very quickly. I'll just do it. This is the Shopify.com website. This is their landing experience, which actually, to my mind, is just really busy.
Totally
not really
ridiculous.
Getting a lot from that, to be honest.
Is that the actual page, though?
No, it's linked from the previous article. Marriott, I think, linked to it.
Yeah, it shows the announcement of new features.
There is quite a contrast in the level of expense and all of that that's required to put this together. But there is quite a lot.
They probably used AI.
But you have to, that whole, you can't get rid of that image and without scrolling. So you have to actually invoke scrolling for that to happen. I find that a bit discombobulating. Yeah.
Is it even at all accessible is my question. It doesn't
I don't know.
Look
I don't
accessible.
Know. I think the point was, though, it's more about there is definitely a comparison to be made about the amount of attention to detail, let's put it that way. And the focus that they're able to bring to bear. Anyway, we haven't got enough time to get into all that. So let's go to Yoast. Yoast the person, not Yoast the company. He wrote on the Post Status blog this week a piece called The Future is Open Source. And basically, it's Yoast saying, I love open source, which is, I think, is probably true that all four of us are the same. But it was just a nice little piece sort of saying, look, I'm really into open source. I want open source to win. We have to have open source winning. It's just, that's the best future for everybody and everything. And then right at the bottom, the article kind of rounded off with the perfect phrase for me. He said, perhaps WordPress has become so big that we have our own very own community and are in less need to belong to the broader open source community as well. Still, I would invite you to try out all these open source software projects and cheer them on. And when he says, you know, try out, he mentions a few in the paragraph above, all these different open source projects to solve problems like Calendly and documentation and booking systems and CRMs and all this.
I use pal.com. I think
it's, yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, and I'd never even heard of it. And apparently they it's a SaaS, but they have an open source variety, which you can obviously download and install. But I just kind of thought that's true. When I think about open source, I do use other open source projects, but I never end up talking about them. Just drone on about WordPress all the time. And I think Yoast's point is good. If you're into open source for one thing, you probably should be into it for as many things as you can do and bang the gong and let people know that you're using it and that there's these free alternatives out there so that, you know, that everybody can experience it and celebrate it. Anything on that?
I just want to know who's broadcasting today from the racetrack, because it sounds like there's cars just zooming by.
Yeah, we do. Andrew, can you just do us a favor? Underneath, I don't know what device you're on, but underneath the screen is a little mute icon. Would you mind when you're not talking, would you stick the mute on? Because we are getting like quite a loud, I think it's from you, because it wasn't there until after you
joined. Yeah, I did hear it. I wasn't sure it was from me, because I'm not hearing anything here. But anyway,
okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, mute it. Just
Nginx, like Linux, Nginx.
Yep.
Everybody who has a website will use something like Linux or Nginx. Open source. So so thanks, Yoast, for your advice. We actually all do use open source.
I'm
aware of it. But I see where he's coming from. Because, you know, WordPress is open source. All of the plugins that go into WordPress, certainly on the WordPress repository, are open source. We do have an issue where we have the GPL farms out there that are selling premium items of open source plugins and licensing and all that kind of stuff. You know, to be honest, one of my, you know, I use Divi. I'm an advocate for Divi, and shoot me, I don't care, but I love Divi. I always have. It's not on the repository because it's a theme, and it's, there's also some proprietary software in there or some hiding going on of whatever. There's obfuscation and stuff like that. So it's not suitable to go on the repo, but it's still successful. You know, you've still got 700,000 websites built with Divi theme. So, you know, that's quite a big theme. So, you know, you've got Elementor. I was looking at GPL farms this morning while I was doing the personal stuff that I was doing, because I will admit what I was doing. I was wandering around IKEA and we got caught up in a queue and then traffic. So there you go.
There's no worse thing in life than to get caught in IKEA, frankly.
I was trapped.
Oh.
I was absolutely trapped.
I'd rather saw my own legs off than get stuck
floors,
in IKEA.
No good for my bad back, whatever. Oh. Can we please go? No, I don't want meatballs. Let's go. Right. But anyway, so Nginx, Linux, all the GPL farms. You know, GPL has its own issues. You know, you see all the time on Twitter plugin developers complaining that their premium plugin is now available on a GPL farm. Doesn't actually do you much damage because you just don't give support for it. The only reason it's premium, hopefully, is that you offer support. That's the way you get paid for support. But the open source is unbelievably big. That's what Yoast is coming from. It's unbelievable. Without open source, we wouldn't be able to work the web. It's that simple.
Yeah, imagine
having to pay for Linux, every instance of Linux, or having to pay for every instance of Nginx or whatever hosting platform they're all using. Hosting wouldn't be $250 a month, would it?
No.
$2.50 a month. It would be $150 a month, you know, minimum, because you'd have to pay licensing for everything. But there you go.
I'm subscribing to Yoast.
My point was, but anyway.
No, it's okay. I mean, basically saying go out and support other open source projects, not just the WordPress ones. And this is nice. Nero, we're back to astronomy. His old boss set off the fire alarm so that everybody could go outside to see the eclipse. Honestly, what kind of a curmudgeon are you if you're a boss and there's an eclipse and you don't let the staff go out to enjoy the eclipse. That, well, maybe if you work in a hospital, right? Maybe that's not okay.
Probably me.
Really? No. Okay, I've got a few more titles now. Shoot Me, I Don't Care. This is one of them. And I'm getting stuck in IKEA. So there's four to contend with. We'll decide at the end what's going to win. Right, moving on. I just wanted to say a big thank you for making me laugh this week to Lawrence Ladomery. He did the old fake product April Fool's Day thing, and he came up with this idea of Presscraft, which was the Gutenberg editor inside of Minecraft. And I have little children. They played many hours of Minecraft, so I'm very familiar with the interface of Minecraft. And I just thought, bless you, Lawrence, just for the sake of making us all, you know, giggle a bit. You went to the lengths of rendering a version of the Gutenberg editor inside of Minecraft. So thank you for that. It's brilliant. It's over on... Oh, I've lost the mouse. There we go. It's over on WP Biz Dev. It's called WordPress for Minecraft Leaked. which apparently it was. Anything to say? Probably brilliant. Not. Okay, another podcast to mention. This one has now apparently reached the end of its season. Maybe it's the end of its whole thing. It's Sustain WP. And Birgit, I want you to help me out. How do I say the name?
I'm struggling myself.
I apologize, Nawai. I'm actually going to be talking to him later this week, but I just wanted to mention the fact that this podcast exists. It's a limited podcast series about digital sustainability, the idea of making your making your websites have less of an impact, less of a footprint on the environment and what have you. So it goes into all of the different bits and pieces. What is environmental sustainability on the internet? Introduction to that, introduction to the social pillar of sustainability, the economic pillar, how can we make websites more sustainable, and so on. So there are 9 episodes because it starts, like all good things do, on episode 0. So go and check it out. It's at sustainwp.com.
Mentioning I was only also part of this series.
Oh, I do apologize.
One of the guests. Yeah. Yeah, when you scroll down, then you see the faces of who are interviewed for that.
Oh, there indeed. Look.
I was just going to mention Hannah Smith as well. I was very lucky to meet Hannah Smith on a plane, sat next to her on the plane to Serbia. She was unlucky. I was very lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not always even, is it?
She was emceeing one of the gigs, but she is a top notch person in WordPress. She's coder, she teaches WordPress.
Yeah.
But she also, I'm trying to look for it now, but she also heads up a company or a not-for-profit.
Yeah, which is it's called the Web WordPress. Sustainability Foundation or something.
That's
like
what it
that.
Is. Yeah. So she's, Birgit, you're in very, very good company there because she's awesome. She's one of my, she's one of my heroes in WordPress. She's so clever. Crazy.
I'm gonna use this opportunity to Google something quickly. WP Tavern, Hannah Smith, and then I'm probably gonna plug a podcast episode.
Yeah, true.
Episode 52 on the Tavern is called Hannah Smith on why we need to be making websites more sustainable. You can go and find out. Listen to her wise words, but also go and listen to Birgit sustainwp.com website. Which episode are you, or are you sort of throughout?
And it is, every episode has contained some snippets from each person or several persons. Now I did some recording and split it into different episodes.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of work, editing things like that.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And I really admire this work for this.
Yeah, yeah. Total Eclipse of the Blocks. Oh, now that's a good title as well.
Pro tip for people talking about sustainability.
Yeah.
You know how everyone hates sliders?
Yeah.
Right? Because they slow websites down and everything like that. So I was talking to a client who's kind of into the planet and planet Earth. Oh, no, we must have this slider and we must have this video and we've got to embed the video. And I said, well, I don't really think that's appropriate because you're talking about saving the planet. But actually, your website's going to not be very good for the planet if you have loads of sliders loading and videos embedded. So it would probably be better not to have that. And they went,
yeah, I think the recommendation.
Right. So I use sustainability to stop me having to faff around and optimize speed on sliders and,
yeah,
and
nice.
Large videos.
I think that conversation is going to become more and more important. Yeah. And we've got the likes of actually Yoast coming back again, Yoast and Marika. They've invested in a plugin. They did that at WordCamp Europe in Athens from Louise Towler, based in the UK, which is going to offer you support with your sustainability goals when you're creating websites. It's going to make suggestions as to what you can do. And also it might link to hosting companies and things like that and give you feedback about your actual carbon footprint based upon the server it's on and things like that. It's really clever. And I'm going to Google it again. Go and Google WP Tavern, Louise Towler, and you'll get an episode.
I just recently wrote a blog post, our website's over-engineered, and I think they are. And I think I think they are. I think with all the page builders in the world, even Gutenberg, you know, all the extensions that we can put on, all the sliders, the videos, the pop-ups and everything, they're complete from a user or a UI perspective. I think that they're over-engineered. You get pop-ups and everything. You can't read a newspaper site now on your mobile phone. It's almost impossible because of all the
newspaper sites.
So they're not even thinking about traction or stickiness or anything like that. It's just annoying to read something on your tablet or mobile phone.
Yeah.
So I wrote a blog post about our website's over-engineered, and I think they are. So I complete the first paragraph. By the way, I'm biased on this. Yes, I think they are, but here's why I think they are. You know, and I think we've got to calm down a bit.
Yeah. Speaking of calming down, we've got a traitor in our midst. It's got nothing to do with calming down. Look, it's Lacey.
Boo,
he's
hit. Boo, hit.
Big. Paul Lacey used to do this show every single week with me, and then he decided he had better things to do with his Monday, so he got on with his life, and I've labelled him a traitor ever since. And it's never funny, but I keep saying it. But thank you, Paul, for dropping in on the comments. I appreciate that. It's been a while since Paul's joined us. Right, okay. Now, I don't even know what to make of this, right? I got sent an email by somebody. I did not receive this email. And I honestly thought, that's an April Fool. This is the email, right? So I've put it in Evernote. Ignore that. What? Woo.com migrating back to WooCommerce.com. Hi there. As many of you are aware, Woo has been seeing a decline in organic traffic to the .com, woo.com website and the Woo marketplace since the March 2024 Google search algorithm update. As a result, the Woo team have decided to revert our domain back from woo.com to woocommerce.com tomorrow tomorrow. It says, the Google search algorithm update, one of the largest in history, significantly impacted the recovery from our domain migration to Woo, which has previously been trending back to normal. A panel of experts have been assembled, SEO experts, and they've decided that they're just going to throw the lot in and go back to WooCommerce.com.
Well, I want to know who these experts are. I want to know who they are. It's the biggest mistake they'll ever make.
So, first of all, right, is that email a real thing? Is this actually happening?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me why you think that's a mistake, given that obviously they've done
research. Woo.com is already indexed under pretty much every search term that WooCommerce.com
is. Yeah, okay, interesting, right.
So whether it's a useful content update that's done it, you know, the HCU or helpful content update that's done it, is irrelevant to the fact that they changed their domain name. So they just got to, you know, bite the bullet and carry on. Now, rather than redirect everything from WooCommerce.com to Woo.com, they're going to reverse that redirection and put it. So they're going to lose. If you 301 something, it's a permanent redirect, right? You're telling Google it's a permanent redirect. Yeah. So that's been going on for a few weeks now. I don't know how long ago they changed to woo.com, maybe a month ago.
November.
So all the 301s have been going to Google, and they've been going, okay, then that's a 301. That's a permanent redirect. Great. Now they're going to do the same again, but in reverse. And they're going to, so they want to degenerate the woo.com stuff. So stuff that they've already called a permanent redirect will always be a permanent redirect for the next few months, because that's what Google have registered it as. So they'll lose even more traffic. In my humble opinion, as a bloke that's been doing SEO for most of his working life, I cannot see the sense in changing now back to WooCommerce.com. They made a branding decision of Woo.com. Stick with it. Just, you know, suck it up, guys, and just stick with it. And then eventually you will get back, because the helpful, the HTU has not stopped. The helpful content update is still going on now. So if they're trying to then game the system by saying, oh, we'll go back to WooCommerce.com, it's going to fail and they'll see even less traffic.
Yeah, I've just done a quick...
I don't know who the SEO gurus are that they're asking, but I'll tell you what.
I have just done a few quick searches, all sorts of different ways, you know, Woo updates, WooCommerce updates. And every single search that I've done so far is linking to woo.com. So the it is definitely in there somehow.
If you do a site colon woocommerce.com and a site colon woo.com,
yeah,
and put them up in different windows, they're identical. Pretty much identical.
Anyway, so that's a real email. And I don't know if Birgit or Michelle have got anything to add to that.
I just think that reverting back to a previous brand worked for Coke, from Coca-Cola to New Coke to Coke Classic, which is just back to Coke again.
Do you prefer WooCommerce as a thing to say out loud, if you know what I mean? Do you like that branding better?
I've never adopted the new. WooCommerce is what always comes out of my mouth. Yeah. So
yeah.
Same for me as well.
The reason for the Woo brand is that because, you know, they've got a marketplace, they've got plugins, extensions, their own stuff as well. And it doesn't matter whether you like WooCommerce or whether you like Woo, it's done. And they're still going to suffer for the next 3 to 6 months anyway. So what's the point? They might as well just carry on with Woo.com, carry on with their 301 redirects. And just see, and particularly my main point is the helpful content update is still ongoing. So to change it now is going to make absolutely no difference apart from the fact they may lose even more traffic. Crazy.
I have to apologize to a variety of people whose comments have not come into our platform. So I apologize if you've written something which really probably should have come into the show, but never made it. But a proportion of them have come over. I would say about 80% of the comments have come through and a few have not. So for example, Cameron, this one didn't come through, but it says, they shouldn't have changed the domain in the first place, and changing it back will make it worse because they're doing the same thing again. That then is corroborated, or, you know, like thumbs up kind of thing, from Mark Westgaard, who says same thing. Paul Lacey, yeah. He's fast forwarded the 20 minutes that he was lagging just so that he could watch me trolling him. Oh, brilliant. And it's Peter Ingersoll has said, well, I can actually show that one. That one has come through. WooCommerce feels like X Twitter without the level of hype, of course. Okay. Do the Woo, not as catchy. Do the WooCommerce, not as catchy for Bob, says Cammy. But it's always been Do the Woo, hasn't it? So he should be safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a real email, and it's actually
interesting.
Happening. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch it.
The power of Google still, right? That power that they've got over us is pretty remarkable. Yeah. I'd be kind of interested to know who the SEO experts were as well. Just to know what the intuition there was. Right. I'm going to have to race through the next few items. I do apologize, not only to the audience, but to the people in the show as well. First thing, I want to say a massive congratulations to the fabulous team over at Beaver Builder for getting to their 10-year anniversary. I was a massive user of Beaver Builder. I think the people who are behind the project are just absolutely fabulous. I just don't think they made any missteps in their whole enterprise since the day it started until now. Brilliant product. Congratulations. Spent quite a lot of time with Robbie at WordCamp Asia. And yeah, just basically congratulations. So I don't know if any of you want to echo that little shout out. If you do, go for it.
Echo, echo.
Nice.
Just brilliant people. Brilliant, brilliant people. Brilliant people.
Really foundational product. I know that at the beginning when Beaver Builder came out, there were a few that were endeavoring to do the same thing, but there was just something about it which made it stand out for me. And I really, really did enjoy using it. Michelle, Birgit, anything? Or shall I press on?
Press on. Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to dwell on that a little, but I kind of ran out of time. Okay. Right. This one very quickly then. So I met Zach, who is the author of this article. Zach is from Gravity View or Gravity Kit. I don't know if there was like a rename at some point exactly, but it's the story of the last 10 years of his thing as well. So, you know, Beaver Builder 10 years. Now we've got Gravity View for 10 years. And it's about the fact that he just decided years and years and years ago that he was going to start making plugins. So he came up with this idea of doing Gravity Kit, did all the hard work, launched it. And then he woke up the next morning to find that I think he'd sold something like $1,200 worth of licenses. Yeah, the next day I woke up and immediately opened my phone. I'd made over $1,200 in sales. By the end of the first day, he'd sold over $4,000 worth of licenses. I mean, that's just, there's got to be a nice feeling, right? And then 10 years on, $5.5 million. And okay, it's an eye-watering amount of money, but just this is the bit that I find fascinating. It's a plugin for a plugin.
There's a huge market in that.
Yeah. Isn't that a miracle, though, that Gravity Forms itself is so like big, I guess, that something that sits atop of it can generate what is a really healthy income for that business. And having met Zach, I was it was very nice. We went out for a walk with a bunch of other people.
Well deserved, isn't it? As well. Have you ever used Gravity Kit?
I don't use Gravity Form.
I do.
I can't say about Gravity View, no.
Yeah, well I'm not allowed to say because obviously Mark Westgard's my best mate and he helped me with a problem with Bertha last week, but I am gonna say it so he can hate me for a while. Gravity View, we're doing a job portal using Gravity View. It's amazing. It's amazing. So there you go. That's it. So well done, Zach and team, because it's well worth it. But you're right. There's if you talk about another form, WS form, look at the additions that it's got. Look at the extensions that that form has to have to other things. Zapier, you know, all this kind of thing. So we need these plugin developers, these brilliant people out there to add on to things that haven't quite got it right or haven't quite got that facility, to connect to other things, you know, like ACF. I mean, what a game changer ACF was. Crazy.
Yeah.
Built by one guy, made a few quid, sold it to WP Engine. The rest is history.
Actually, he sold it to Brain. No, he didn't. He sold it to Delicious Brains.
Who then sold to WP.
Yeah, they sold it a little while later. Anyway, sorry for the unnecessary correction there.
But it's like also, imagine the plugins are sitting on top of WooCommerce.
Right.
Like like MarketPress, German market. It's a common extension for WooCommerce. We need to use in Germany to comply the regulations for e-commerce. So there is a need, but also there is always a risk building upon a plugin, which is when sometimes a plugin isn't necessary anymore. So there's also every time a risk to build upon an commercial plugin, to extend a commercial plugin, because someday it might be leaving the planet or get discontinued or no other update. So, and your business is also crippling with that. So, it's always also a risk. So,
I think you have that with everything in life, though, Virgie. And I absolutely get it. You know, when something is deprecated. You know, there's a few plugins that are deprecated now. One of mine is gone. I've just decided not to have it on the .org anymore, but it's because the support burden was too much for too little and all that kind of stuff. So it's now purely commercial, right? You got to pay. But I think, you know, even with a car, you know, I've got a favorite car it's been it got discontinued last year, so I can't get another one like it, you know, for next 3 years or so. In 3 years' time, there won't be any of those available. And we get it. But the danger is that things will be put into WordPress from these plugins. And this is where the data portability comes in. So if we are going to put stuff like dynamic content, dynamic fields, all that kind of stuff, then if we are using things like ACF and we're using pods or AN other field, you know, custom post type generator with fields or whatever, then we've got to make sure that we can port that content from those plugins that we've been using into core. And if we can't, and that's why data portability is a conversation that we've got to just absolutely have every single day. Just like plugins deprecate, don't they? You know, you want to move from it. People want to move from Elementor to Divi or Divi to Elementor or Elementor to Gutenberg blocks, all that kind of stuff. So that's where I think the data portability question is important. And I think what the people that got hold of that first of all were SEO plugins. So when you install SEO Press or Rank Math or Yoast and you're using AN other one, they will always import the data from that AN other one and back and forth, you know. Mm. So that's, I think that's the power of data portability is choice. Increases your choice.
I'm just going to say a big congratulations to Zach, basically.
Yeah, and I'm just going to add, years ago when we founded Underrepresented in Tech, we were using Gravity Forms. Sorry, Mark, I didn't know you yet. But Zach was so kind to gift us a license for Gravity View at the time, Gravity Kit now. And so if you do search the database on Underrepresented in Tech, it's because of Zach's generosity to Underrepresented in Tech that you're able to do that. And it worked beautifully. And I was able to understand how to use it as a non-developer and make sure that it works for people to be able not only to enter their information through the Gravity form, but then to display it through Gravity Kit. So thank you,
Zach. Exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Patricia says, not only deprecated, also if the feature of the add-on is added to the main plugin or a feature of the plugin to core WP, exactly. WP core.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on. Andrew, we don't have long for this one, I'm afraid, just because time is fast running out. We've got a few other things to get through. But I did want to just mention the fact that you've created a YouTube video this week. Just tell us what it's about.
Well, basically, there's alt text and it's accessibility. And it's actually through conversation. Michelle and I haven't spoken to her for ages, but accessibility and all that kind of stuff, conversations with Amber and loads of people in the community. And I thought, why haven't we got alt text generation in Bertha yet? So we have.
Oh,
so,
right. Nice.
So for free, if you upload an image, Bertha will give you an alt text for you. Even if you bulk upload, so even if you upload four images, it will give you alternative text for all of those four images. And it's really great descriptive text as well. But in the pro version, you can actually go into the media library and just choose five images at a time and ask it to write your alt text. So,
and then it just adds it as the regular field that you can then amend if something's gone.
Yeah, it just adds it into the alternative text window and everything. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
It's using like OpenAI to just like literally look at the image and see what's in there.
Not just OpenAI. We're not totally reliant on OpenAI.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. We've got a couple of LLMs out there. So it's, okay. But also, that is, but the fun thing, you haven't seen this, but it's altkidai.com. It's a little fun project. Bertha's had a baby. And
is it safe? Can I do it?
Yeah, it's safe. It's safe.
What?
It's safe.
Altkid.com.
Altkidai.com.
AI.com.
Just quickly. There you go.
Coming soon. Text generator for Google Chrome.
And for WordPress as well. But it basically is just, so if you're using another chat thing and you don't want all of Bertha, you'll be able to put in your own OpenAI key into AltKidAI and that will generate your alternative text, but also in Chrome as well. So
you can just sort of browse the front end of the website and kind of do it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Okay. Okay, yeah. Right. So plugin required. Interesting. No plugin required,
but also, so AltKid is going to be a WordPress plugin as well. So it's just going to be a little, but you know, little Birth had a baby. You want your alt text, you can add it to WordPress and you can add it to Chrome. So,
neat. Anyway, there you go. So the top level Thank item you. From that woe was that you can now get alt text for free.
Yeah, in Bolt, in Birther AI in Pro, in Bolt. And for free, if you just upload an image, it will generate the alt text for you for okay. free, but you can only do one at a time.
So we shouted out to Beaver Builder and Gravity Kit. Now Birther AI. Know. Last one, promise, is to this. This is a project of Dave Gray, who has been on this podcast a number of times. And I said that I'd mention it. I've lost my screens. It's called Site Owner Admin. And I'll just give you the very quick rundown. It does one thing. Well, maybe it does more, but Site Owner Admin is an indispensable plugin created for the purpose of managing the administrator email address for your WordPress site by replacing the email text with a drop-down list. With this essential plugin, you can ensure that this vital email is associated with an active user who possesses the necessary login credentials to effectively oversee and maintain your website. So thank you, Dave, for that. Sadly, I was going to go into it in more detail, but we're fast running out of time. But you can check it out. It's called ourwpplugins.com. That's Dave's website. And then if you look for Site Owner Admin, you can find it right at the top there, the new one, amongst the list of all the other things, Divi included.
All the ones that he took over from me. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I'd forgotten that. I had forgotten that. Okay, right. We're on to Birgit's content now. Birgit sent me a whole ton of stuff that that she wanted to surface this week. I do apologize about the paucity of time, Birgit. That's my fault for not shepherding the conversation. But tell us what it is that we're looking at over the range of things that we're about to show.
It is about the initiative, initial ideas to overhaul our DIB statement on WordPress.org. Currently, we don't have a real DIB statement like the accessibility statement on WordPress.org. And the DIB working group is currently elaborating ways how we can overhaul this. And I was attending the CloudFest and the CloudFest Hackathon, and our project team has started to work on the contributor handbook, which is also stalled since over 2 years now. It was started by Josefa, an initiative, but it's currently living only on Google Docs, but it's not really moving forward. And so the DIB working group put it on as a goal to overhaul the contributor handbook and also providing a DIB statement. And following up to that, we are looking forward to find a way to add also an DIE.md file to every WordPress.org repository to get a badge for the chaos community. That is something, it's just an idea. Currently, we need to get feedback on that, but feedback is very welcome. Please comment on the GitHub issue with your ideas on that, or if you're interested into contributing to that. So we need a lot of hands to work on that as well.
Okay. So this is over on GitHub. As with everything, like I said, I will put this in the show notes, but if you Google, maybe you can Google it. It's WordPress and then DEIB-issue-tracker. And the issue itself is overhaul the DEIB statement on WordPress.org or w.org. So you can find that. Okay, thank you, firstly. But there's more to come. Let us go to this. This is fascinating. So this is a tweet from Amber Hines. And like, just get your jaw ready because it's about to hit the floor. Ireland is including up to 18 months jail time as a consequence of failing to meet the European Accessibility Act. And if you thought that was an April Fool, there's the page. There's the page on the irishstatutebook.ie, which I'm guessing is a legit website. I am flabbergasted that this has happened. Like, pleasantly, right? That all seems really good. Mm-hmm. But 18 months in jail. Now, I'm guessing, Birgit, they're not going to be going after, like, you know, the one person who's created a website for their crochet business or anything like that. Is this more geared, do you think, towards like the enterprise, like the likes Google or something?
Yeah, it's depending on a certain income of your company. So small business owners are not likely to get fined. And I guess from my understanding, it's more about if you are telling on your website, you will comply to the Accessibility Act, but don't, so that someone can go to court with something like that. And that is maybe the gist of it, to how that they can rely on that to kind of punishment on the one hand. On the other hand, I would love that we have more incentivize to encourage companies to watch over their websites to be more accessible. Often is it some small portion, like where birth AI with an automatic alt text generation will come into handy, really handy. So to make successful an accessible website, but it is much broader. So it's too much for this show to talk about, but it is really important that we keep this an eye on, because many countries will follow this example, I guess.
It's kind of interesting. I guess it's a bit of carrot and a bit of stick, isn't it? It's a bit of both. But it also speaks to the fact that the legislators, certainly in the, well, I'm going to say EU, I'm guessing it'll roll out across the EU if it's being implemented in Ireland, but that they're taking it seriously. And Atif says, jail time, this isn't the way forward. No, and I'm guessing it would take like quite a lot of wrongdoing by major companies in order to actually serve prison time. But it's an interesting carrot and stick. Right, again, apologies for the amount of time. We've got only a few minutes left. So
I need 2 seconds.
Oh, you're going to say, go on.
It just goes back to the fact that I think that websites currently are over-engineered. The less over-engineering that we have,
right,
I think that's an oxymoron, the better for accessibility, right?
Yeah. Yep, thank you. Okay, right. Then we'll show this one, which Birgit wanted us to show. This is DEIB in WordPress. It's wp-deieb.org. Are you just alerting us to this particular article, or is it the website in general?
No, it's a community hub for the DIB working group, because as an overarching group, a working group in WordPress, we don't have a place on makewordpress.org. So I was looking for ways how we can accelerate our resources, our materials, and currently we are just working on a GitHub repository and a Slack channel. So, and as I learned that there are some bureaucracy behind it to get a make site, like makewordpress.org/DIB, to get acknowledged as an official Make WordPress team. So we are currently working off-grid, but also as a community project. And this is explaining what the group is doing, but also how you can get involved, etc.
Okay, that's the main bit, isn't it? Join the DEIB working group. A great call to action.
Is there a reason that you're not on make.org? Has there been an explanation of why make.wordpress.com hasn't got a place for you, hasn't got a space rather than a problem?
Yeah, it's based on the project leadership. They wanted to make sure that it's had more longevity. The working group has more in longevity. Like, for instance, the sustainability team was working on a Slack and a small page, landing page, over a year before they got acknowledged as an official team. So they also went this route by building a landing page and continuing the meetings and so on the Slack chat.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, interesting. Right. Okay, we have now officially overrun, so I'll just quickly, I'm just going to have to pick a few quick ones. Is there any of the ones that you mentioned that you would like particularly to surface, given that the time is now so short? Apologies.
Just the similarity with the Scale Consortium, where Matt Mulnick on Twitter also mentioned that they also need to build upon on an external side and brew it and get it cooked before it can get into the WordPress.org ecosystem.
I desperately want you to come back on the show in a few weeks' time, Birgit, and we'll do this the we won't leave it till the end, put it that way. We'll do this some, give it some proper time, because I do apologize about the way that this has been handled at the end. I wish I'd got more time left.
But it, I mean, Matt's comment is...
Where is Matt's comment? It's there, right?
Well,
there
it's independent, and when you feel it's fully cooked, we can move on to org officially. I just don't want it bogged down in any bureaucracy there while it's still getting formed. So that tells us that there's bureaucracy.org, and it's, you got to navigate that. So, yeah, I mean, it's better to get a fully formed project. So I bless you, Birgit, for doing what you're doing. Bless you. Just crazy that it's not on make.wordpress.com, but you know, when it's fully cooked, it will be, hopefully.
I think we're going to have to end it there, because I know that everybody's time is very precious and I don't want to keep you longer than you've signed up for. So Birgit, I will definitely desire that you come back on and we'll shove that towards the top of the show rather than hammering it all at the end in rapid succession. So that story is probably developing over the days and weeks and months to come. So firstly, I'd like to thank my co-host, Michelle Frechette. Thank you so much. Thank you also to Birgit, and thank you to Andrew for joining us today. Thank you if you were watching, listening, or snoozing your way through this. I don't know. Thank you very much for anybody who made a comment. We had loads today. We had quite a lot more actually not on the screen than on the screen, but appreciate your time coming and joining us this week. We'll be back next week. We'll have a different panel, but it would be nice to see you at that point as well. Now, Birgit, sadly, we have this slightly humiliating hand wave thing that we do at the end so that I can get a featured image. Would you mind? And Andrew, yes, look at that. And everybody smile. There we go. We've managed it. As I said, we'll be back next week. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I really appreciate it. Take care. Stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.